At the southernmost point of Auk Cape, a rocky outcropping offers sweeping views of Indian Cove and Indian Island. Auk Cape is commonly known as Indian Point. These names give away this area's history.
This is a south-facing waterfront lot with beautiful views of Auk Bay, which is the exact reason that the native people selected it for their village site so many centuries ago.
Greg Cheney is a lands manager for the city and borough of Juneau. The Cape Southern Tip has been city-owned since the 1960s. It picked up a third track in a three-way swap in the 1990s and now owns most of the Cape.
It's very much like finding a wallet that somebody has. You pick it up on the street and you realize, oh, this belongs to somebody. And so then, you know, I think most people would agree the proper thing to do is to return it to the rightful owners.
A former Juneau assemblyman wrote to the assembly last month recommending that the city give Indian Point to the Gold Belt Heritage Foundation. Randy Wanamaker penned that letter. The 73-year-old now lives in Seattle, but remembers spending time there as a boy with his grandfather, who was born on Auk Bay.
We used to put branches in the water for the herring eggs and dip nets in the water and get the herring out. You know, so that was a practice that was going on for thousands of years, but it got wiped out by the commercial fisheries.
Gold Belt Heritage shouldn't be confused with its sister organization, Gold Belt Incorporated, a for-profit native corporation. The nonprofit's mission is cultural stewardship.
You know, they do a lot of things that honor and respect the culture and history of the original inhabitants.
The story of how Indian Point became government land is typical of what happened to many Native villages across Alaska. By the 1920s, much of the Native population around Auk Bay had moved to Juneau and Douglas to work in the mines, though they would periodically return to Auk Bay to hunt, fish, and gather food.
You know, they were practicing an environmental lifestyle that was in balance with nature. But the Forest Service in Southeast Alaska always said it was not used and had been abandoned, and that would be their justification they used when they acquired it for the federal government.
To this day, much of the land around Auk Bay remains federal, part of the Tongass National Forest.
The federal government did not consult with the Alaska Native people when they dispossessed them of their land. They just took it away.
As recently as 2002, the Forest Service's official history in Alaska asserts that Auk Bay villages were abandoned. Anthropologist Tom Thornton investigated the cultural value of Indian Point on behalf of the federal government in the 1990s. He said it wasn't so simple.
There was sort of a larger campaign to move Native people off of the Tongass forest land and, you know, burning cabins and the things like that. And the Forest Service always denied that until they stopped denying it and then apologized for it.
The Forest Service officially admitted in 2008 that it had removed fish camps and smokehouses, vital for the subsistence lifestyle, in the early 20th century. Tongass National Forest spokesman Paul Robbins Jr. said in a statement that the Forest Service acknowledges that the destruction wasn't limited to fish camps.
As we continue our dialogue with the Occoquan and the various other tribes in this region, the Forest Service is going to remain open to all new information as historians continue to delve into the storied past of Southeast Alaska.
But back to Indian Point. Greg Cheney, the city lands manager, notes this is prime waterfront property, some of the most valuable holdings in the city's portfolio.
So that's why we have to be very careful about transferring it to an organization that's going to look out for the cultural interests of the Occoquan and not, just look at it as a multi-million dollar asset.
But he says personally, giving it to Gold Belt Heritage feels like the right thing to do.
In our current generation, we have the opportunity to right a wrong that was done generations ago. This was the old village site. This was a sacred site, and we could return it to the Auk people in our time.
Indian Point was almost cut up in the 1960s for a housing subdivision. Opposition by the Alaska Native Brotherhood and others put a stop to that. A half century later, the possible fate of Indian Point again lies with the Juneau Assembly. The Lands Committee is slated to consider the transfer later this month. In Auk Bay, I'm Jacob Resnick.